Like the early 20th century psychiatrists' theories, they are attempts to explain away spirituality as something that does not in fact point to a spiritual reality. Of course, if the materialists are right, spirituality must necessarily be an illusion. But as noted earlier, the materialists have simply assumed that they are right. They have not demonstrated it. They would have been wise to proceed with caution before writing off as an illusion the deepest beliefs that the majority of humankind have always had about themselves. We would not write off the horse's view of being a horse or the dog's view of being a dog. But materialist preconceptions require that we write off humans' view of being human. That in itself ought to make us suspicious. One popular way of writing off spirituality is evolutionary psychology, an attempt to understand human behavior based on theories about the behavior that helped early hominids survive. Evolutionary psychology. Has our remote human past deluded us into doubting materialism? In the later decades of the 20th century, evolutionary psychology exploded as scientists from many disciplines attempted to tackle the fundamental questions about human nature and the human mind by beginning with a startlingly simple proposition. The higher primate brain, that is, the human and ape brain, comprises many functional mechanisms called psychological adaptations, or evolved psychological mechanisms, that evolved by natural selection to benefit the survival and reproduction of the organism. These mechanisms are universal in the species, excepting those specific to sex or age. Papers proliferate claiming that all human behavior, including altruism, economics, politics, sex, love, war, obesity, rape, and religion is best understood in the light of the qualities that enabled our remote ancestors to survive. But who knows exactly why a given remote human ancestor survived? The farther back we go, the more significant these individual fates become. A widely accepted theory in genetics holds that a single woman, mitochondrial Eve, who lived between 190,000 and 130,000 years ago, is the ancestor of every living human being. Was she especially fit? Especially lucky? Especially chosen? We just don't know. Still less do we know how she thought, because she left nothing behind except mitochondria. Some theorists argue that our inability to understand and accept this line of reasoning is itself a demonstration of its correctness.